All righty. How about that? Good timing there, Mr. Caselli, because he is with us. The fine president and CEO of TechWorks Consulting. You know him well, Mr. Coluccio. Christopher, how are you, sir?
I am doing fantastic, Jay. Always great to talk to you.
It is great to have you here. I wish I could be there, but, you know, social distancing. So I can't even give you a hug. So that's why I'm away.
Nothing.
That's okay.
Nothing I like better than your hugs, Jay.
Well, thank you very much. But a very important role you are playing these days. First off, how you doing?
We're doing great. I mean, I definitely, you know, we're lucky. I feel we're very lucky to be still busy in this time because we're, you know, we're a vital part of a lot of our clients that take care of health services and other essential employees. So we're lucky, and all of our employees are still working and still have a job. So, you know, I'm very happy that, you know, we can perform those tasks and we can help out our clients. And I did want to give a big shout out to, I mean, there's a lot of IT professionals that are out there during this time, and, you know, we go into IT, we never expect to be, you know, expect to be noticed, or, you know, a lot of us go into IT to not be noticed. But there's a lot of really good IT professionals, and I think it's a good time if you have an IT professional that's working hard for you to keep you working remotely and keeping your internet up and all that kind of stuff. It's probably a good time to thank them.
Listen, they are the unsung heroes right now as far as working at home and making sure we're operating properly. I would imagine the spikes, Chris, regarding internet usage right now. I'm sure everything's holding up well, but that's something that is quite evident these days.
You know, I mean, it's an amazing testament to how well some of this stuff is built, because I think they said just the gaming platforms alone are up about 75% in traffic, but we're seeing about an average of about 25% traffic spike. That's kind of like the new normal now. And surprisingly with not so many issues, you know, I mean, and that's, you know, individual companies that are being overloaded because their platforms are starting to be used more than they ever were. But, I mean, overall, we got to be pretty happy with our infrastructure from the internet standpoint and our IT and a lot of the businesses that are holding up and working remotely.
No question, Chris Coluccio. So what about the security aspect? I was wondering this yesterday. You know, and we told the people there's so much out there regarding scams. You know, you got a virus issue within the virus issue, basically, as well. What about those types of deals right now?
You know, we have a saying in the boating world, we call it any port in a storm. So what that kind of means is, you know, like whatever you can, if there's a storm out there, you got to kind of do what you need to do to get up and working, you know, to get back in, to get into that port away from a storm. But we also got to be careful that, you know, that port doesn't have pirates in it or people that want to, you know, not do good things for us. So that being said, you know, a lot of our clients, they're quickly moving over to VPNs and other pieces of software or whatever they can get their hands on, laptops that might not be as secure as they would like to have. So we just want to make sure that we educate our clients and we talk about things like there are scams out there. There are people using the COVID terms or trying to impersonate people. It's limited right now. We've seen some small, you know, we've seen some small pockets of this going on, but there are some scams going out there. And what we're looking at is talking to our clients about, yeah, this is what we needed to do to get you up and running. We needed to open up a VPN. We needed to do to use a computer that is Windows 7 or you know, doesn't have all the virus checker or somebody's home computer. But we need to start talking about how to secure that stuff up so that we don't become victims, because we do feel that we'll see a spike probably in about 2 to 3 months of people getting hacked into, and because those computers, like I said, that are not up to date or don't have the most the greatest antivirus software on them, or are not technically part of the rest of the computer system, like the corporate computer systems are being used. So we want to start talking about putting the proper software in there and locking stuff down, and just understand that's a big potential issue.
No question. Chris Coluccio, TechWorks Consulting, new digs in Ronkonkoma. We'll tell you about that as well. Chris, this just in, and it applies to you because, you know, you're doing a lot of work remotely and everything else, but the number of Americans filing for unemployment was 3.28 million. 3.2,
wow.
And we told you the numbers would be there. Minimum 1.5 up to 4, they were right on it, and that shatters a decades-old record as far as jobless claims and the pandemic forcing a lot of businesses in and around our area, the country, to shutter their doors. We mentioned the remote aspect. And that's where your company comes into play right now. You're helping all, right?
Yeah, well, we're trying to do things. Any company that calls us up, we have remote software that we can put into their computers to help them access their stuff remotely. Or so if you call our office and you're not sure how to get stuff working or how to get to some of your cloud data or whatever you kind of need, we're going to help out for now. We want to be able to help out whoever we can, you know, obviously to keep those jobs available. And, you know, we're going to see some shifts in, obviously, the economy. People, you know, there's a good part. Some of this is, you know, I try to be the optimist, is that people are now starting to learn how to use some of these great tools that are in their organizations, these tools that are kind of like Teams and Zoom and other things that are going to actually, once we get out of this, help their businesses be much more productive. So with sharing things like SharePoint and OneDrive and Teams and all these other products that people are using now, I think once we're done with that, these are going to be really, really important tools inside every business. And a lot of businesses already had that, and they just weren't prepared or weren't ready to learn or get trained on it. So, you know, that's the new economy that we're probably going to see. We're probably going to see some benefit out there, but it's a sad number right now. But, you know, I'm an optimistic. I know this will pass too, so.
No, me too. No question. We just got to get through this without question. I know the state has reduced their regulation regarding HIPAA as well as notary public stuff, right?
Yeah, so that's good for, you know, we have clients both, like I said, in the mental health, in the healthcare field, that the HIPAA regulations, they're allowing those companies that do that kind of work to use products like FaceTime, other products that are not necessarily HIPAA compliant. So whether it's the WhatsApp or FaceTime or Messenger or whatever else that you use, you can actually take care of clients nowadays if you need to. So those people that are doing therapy and other things like that, they've loosened up the restrictions so that you can still perform those products. And then on the other side, for like the real estates and the people who are doing closings and that kind of stuff, some of these things still have to happen. You still got to close on your house, and I know that that's being difficult. So they're opening up the ability for us to do closings and have notary republics, notarize stuff without actually being in there, just by seeing the identification over a FaceTime and to, you know, sign documents remotely. So there are some good things that are coming out of this that I think also will affect the industry moving forward, because, you know, they've been reluctant to do some of these things in the past to help businesses do these remote closings and to do use notary republics remotely. It's especially in New York State. So I think that's one of the good things that might come out. But for those industries that don't think that they have the ability to do some of their jobs, there are two regulations that are allowing them to continue to do some work.
No question. Chris Coluccio with us. You know, you and I have spoken, you know, all the time on contingency type stuff with businesses, you know, security, cyber security, that type of thing. What about in this day and age? Do you, have you found businesses as far as crisis management plans of any kind? What about that aspect?
You know, it's something we talk about regularly. We do talk to our clients, like I said, especially in those worlds that are the areas that are highly regulated. But practically, I don't think a lot of businesses have put this stuff in place. I think that it's probably time for them to really take a look at their business continuity plans to make sure that, you know, not only are they working remotely, but that stuff is being backed up somewhere where they can get it, if the cloud or the internet. I mean, what if this was the opposite way around and the internet had gone out and it's not the virus side of the house? And how are these businesses now? It's nice that we can work and get all of our stuff off the internet, but what's if the reverse happens for a couple of days? How are you going to get your stuff then? So we got to really think about that. And I think this crisis management plan, it's something we've been helping our clients put together. It's very popular, you know, for those that are HIPAA compliant or have DFARS, which is the New York State regulations for financial corporations, to put these together. But to actually go out there and practice them and to really take a look at them on a regular basis is something that a lot of the good IT companies out there are helping their clients with. And I know even accountants and other firms are doing that. But it's time to kind of look at that. While we have the time, I think businesses should be out there educating themselves, owners of businesses, and saying, like, how do I make sure that this is that we're prepared for something like this the next time it happens?
No question. You know, you used the term before, and that is Zoom. I have heard more regarding Zoom in the last couple of weeks. I want you to explain the term and give us all kind of an idea. I mean, this really now, a lot of people are on this thing. Businesses and everything else, you know, they're not looking to miss beats here. give us an idea. I mean, is Zoom now the best type of technology that people are using, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Zoom is one of many chat technologies that are out there that businesses use. There's Teams, there's Skype, there's all these other kind of products that are out there. Zoom just happens to be, you know, I mean, it's free to get into for the basic stuff, so it's opened up to people, and you can get started right away, and it allows you to have chats and services. But you know, people who have the Office 365 product, which is probably the most prevalent, get a product called Teams for free, which is very similar. So the education and the use of any of those products, I mean, it's fantastic for businesses. We've been using these products, you know, as an IT company for years, and we've been talking to our clients. But you know, it's like everything else. You're busy doing other things. You haven't learned it, and now we're just, you know, we're being thrown into the fire, and we got to learn to use these products. But if nothing, I mean, it has been a huge advantage. Every single day, I'm taking Zoom meetings or team meetings or another type of WebEx, those kind of conferences. And listen, it's nice to be able to still see people, to be able to communicate with them, to still have a sense of feelings. I mean, we do our Friday afternoon shot that we have at the end of the day at TechWorks on Fridays. We're still doing that through our Zoom meetings, and everybody's getting together and having a little quick drink. So that stuff's great to keep us connected, but it's also super powerful business tools moving forward. And I think going out there and getting trained while we have some downtime on how you know, more than just the face-to-face of it and just being able to chat with each other, but how you can share documents and whiteboards and screens and be out there and use that product really effectively and efficiently, that's the what we want to start talking about now and how we get businesses trained, because this is a world that, you know, the new economy of using these type of products, those companies that use this successfully are going to be at such an advantage.
And it really is. So you're listening to the great Chris Coluccio. Chris, of course, is the CEO and co-founder of TechWorks Consulting. They're right on Kohler Avenue, ladies and gentlemen. We're in Ronkonkoma. I'll give you the website, maketechwork.com. They do a lot of service. I talk about it all the time. Yeoman's work, what he did for Apple Honda in Riverhead, redesigning the IT operations of the service center and the sales center, actually brought that place into the 21st century. That's a place that was operating under 60 years of technology there, going way back in time. You can contact Chris and company today, TWC at maketechwork.com. Important stuff. So they do a lot of service and everything. A lot of people don't know that, but you guys really concentrate on that.
Yeah, so I mean, we've been lucky, and I hate to say that, you know, I mean, but we were able to, a lot of our clients in the certain fields, we were able to roll out. We rolled out 110 Chromebooks out to one client in 2 days. Because they needed to have their mental health service providers be able to provide services. So we're still up. We're providing services to our clients. I mean, we do everything from the infrastructure that goes in the building, which is the cabling, the wiring, the security cameras, the door access, that kind of stuff. That's one part of our business. We go all the way through the help desk services. So give us a call and we can help you work on your computers and get those things up and running. And then we go over to the consulting side, where we're really talking about planning a business out over the long term so that you're prepared for these kind of things and the changes in technology. I mean, we try to take like that. We take like a 3-year look. We feel that about 3 years is where you can really look out to the future of technology. And we try to continually plan and work with a client at regular meetings to get them so that their technology is up to date, but not only is it up to date, they're planning for the future and the next steps and how they can take advantage and really be more profitable with their technology. You know, I always say that technology, when done right, should be a return on investment and shouldn't be a cost. So,
no question. Chris, I read something yesterday. I jotted it down here. Let me find it. Here we go. 32 states have a message now for the nation's leading online platforms, in the fact that they're not doing enough to stop price gouging all amid this crisis. So I know letters were sent to Amazon and Walmart and Facebook, eBay, and really kind of outlining specific steps it wants the online platforms to take to end this practice. We know price gouging is going in and around. Do you think that'll be a significant message?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I I kind of have this, I don't like to these companies to get too involved. I mean, that's my opinion on it. I mean, I just, you know, the price gouging thing is terrible, but I think smart consumers should be educated to kind of rail against that stuff. And we shouldn't be going out there and buying $100, you know, small bottles of sanitizer. That, or we should be notifying those companies when things like that are happening. So I do think that it's kind of from both sides. The companies should be looking out there for these people that are price gouging. And, you know, I think we should be as people try to, you know, so somebody's always, this stuff's always going to happen. If they're not price gouging it online, they're going to be selling it. I knew somebody who was actually selling toilet paper on the, you know, for extra money off the side of the street because they had tons of it in their cars. And I'm like, that's just terrible stuff. So it's really just about us being good citizens across the board. I don't know how much the companies can do. They can police this stuff as much as they can, but it's always going to happen. So I think we both have to educate ourselves and not stand for it a little bit, and then ask those companies also to be good stewards.
Unbelievable. That's pretty good advice. That's all you can really do. And now, of course, the Polar Avenue, we talked about it a few times. New location, 760 Kohler Avenue, excuse me. In essence, how's everything going over there?
So, you know, like I said, fortunately or unfortunately, we're an essential business. So we have, we're running some staggered shifts. We have the non-essential people, people that can work from home, working at home right now. I mean, the facility is fantastic. We have, we were lucky enough to have all the hand sanitizers and everything put in ahead of time in the new facility. So, so we're working, we're trying to do the best that we can, under the circumstances. Our guys are answering the phones and, we have, like I said, we have people answering the phones remotely. But it's, you know, it's a great facility for us. And hopefully once this passes, we're going to have a big party and celebrate our grand opening, which we just up until this point haven't been able to do. So,
right. Remember now, an invitation my way would be deemed a pretty good act on your end. Just wanted to throw that out there.
You have a standing invitation, Jay. You can come whenever you want.
All right. One last thing. I appreciate that very much. One last thing. I'm not with you now, so I can't give you a hug. But the one thing I am detecting in your delivery today is a sniffle. And I got to make sure you are one healthy dude here.
So anybody,
do you have a sniffle? Is there a sniffle I detect?
Anybody who knows me knows that I have terrible, terrible seasonal allergies. And I have had this sniffle for probably about a month and a half. I take medication for it, but, I'm very, very healthy. I feel fine. I have no other issues except for a postnasal drip that just dogs me for usually about a month or two around this time.
All righty. We got to keep an eye on you. You know, you're valuable. You are so valuable to Long Island. It's not even questionable. Listen, stay well. Rest of the company as well. We look forward to the next time with you. We thank you very much for all you do. Folks, check it out. Again, a great website, maketechwork.com. And for service, help at maketechwork.com. Let me give out the phone number, 631-285-1527. Chris will help you out working remotely and everything else. Everything you need to know, give him a call. He's very, very accessible, and we thank him so much today.
Thank you so much, Jay. It's always a pleasure being here, and I really appreciate you looking out for my health.
Hey, listen, if I don't, we're all in trouble, okay? I'm going to tell you right now, we are all in trouble. So, Coluccio, we got to make sure of yourself. Thanks, my friend. Always great having you.